This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, Lee. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. We're on the show. We're on the air. Awesome. Okay. This is, think of this day. This is a incredibly historic day for the half of America, plus about 5% that lives in reality, lives in a world that isn't a fantasy, and a world that is real and not so manipulated by our intelligence agencies they can't literally tell what end is up. This is a day far bigger than Watergate. This dwarfs that. This is a day of, and Trump called it a bombshell. This is an absolute bombshell. We have naked felonies right in front of our face. We've got the Democrat leadership involved in them. We've got them dead to rights. I mean, this is not a, hey, we misinterpreted the data. Maybe we could have looked at a Russia collusion hoax a little different way. Maybe some analysts might have looked at it a different way. This is felonies. They're undeniable. And it's not just felonies, Lee. That's the shocking part. Felonies committed by the Democrat leadership, by Adam Schiff, by Eric Swalwell. If that was just it, to create the Russia collusion hoax, that alone would be a bigger bombshell than Watergate. But the bombshell is that the FBI covered up those felonies. And those felonies weren't just committed by Adam Schiff, who was the ranking leader of the Intelligence Committee, a Democrat. They were committed by James Comey. The Justice Department knew it, knew the director of the FBI had committed these felonies in leaking this information, investigated it. I love their name for the investigation, Arctic Haze. In other words, make it really hazy. Make it really confusing.
And cold, too.
Let's make it cold. We'll freeze this thing right where it is. Because at this point, the FBI is not only covering up, and the Department of Justice is not only covering up Comey's crimes, the FBI's crimes, but the Democrat leadership's crimes, too. This is the collusion. This is a conspiracy. This is cut and dry. Now, what am I talking about? I just wanted to everyone to listen, just really to grasp the historic nature of today and how big of a deal all this is. It's going to take me a lot of the show just to unpack it. But here's what happened. Senator Adam Schiff, who was then Representative Adam Schiff, he was the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. And he authorized leaks of classified information to tarnish President Trump's image during the Russiagate probe. He was mad. He wanted to be director of the CIA, and he believed that in the Hillary Clinton administration, he would get to be. And then Trump won, and he was really angry about that. And so he took classified information, which ironically was fake itself, but whatever, it was classified, the most top secret information, including all kinds of sources and means and ways around Russia, and he leaked it. Each one of these instances carries 10 years in prison as a felony. Each one. And yet, they were sitting there, the Democrats on the committee, casually planning their leaks. When a Democrat whistleblower pointed out that he believed this activity was illegal, unethical, and treasonous, quote, unquote, he was brushed aside. They wanted him to help. During an FBI interview in June 2023, the whistleblower, the Democrat, who worked with the Intelligence Committee, recalled being part of an all-staff meeting by now Senator Adam Schiff, Democrat out of California, in which the Democrat stated the group would leak classified information that would be derogatory to President Trump in order to build the case to indict President Trump. The key word there is classified. When the whistleblower, a Democrat, said he objected to Schiff's idea, said he thought it would not only be illegal, but unethical and treasonous, he was brushed aside. He was ignored. So he reached out to the FBI. He was even invited to attend a mock grand jury hearing, where they're, you know, I guess preparing him for testimony before a grand jury, because these are crimes. Only to later be told that the Justice Department would not investigate any further.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wow. The whistleblower claimed during his 2023 interview he did not believe Schiff's actions were covered by the speech or debate clause. That's what Schiff was telling his staffers. Oh, don't worry. I'm covered by, you know, the free speech debate clause, blah, 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 Constitution, Bill of Rights. No, you don't get to leak classified information. That's not your free. You can't just say, oh, I'm a Democrat. I'll break this law because I'm speaking. Doesn't work that way. If it did, the FBI would have never ended up on Trump's lawn at Mar-a-Lago for ironically, Lee.
Yeah.
Inappropriately possessing, not leaking,
yeah.
possessing classified data
yeah.
under a new legal theory, novel legal theory, new, never tried before since the founding, that, well, if Trump didn't write himself a memo saying he declassified it as president, then maybe it wasn't declassified. Let's dig through Melania's underwear drawer. So this is how the FBI and the DOJ treats actual felony level classified leaking. And I'm just getting started. You should see the internal FBI memos. Catherine Herridge has them this morning. Holy cow. And bear with me today. We've had a lot of stuff go down, so I'm working off my phone. If there's some pauses here that shouldn't be here, I just please bear with me. I'm pulling it up and hold on. It's going to take a minute because I've only.
Well, we've got complete confidence in your ability to ad-lib here, Tara. Not
Thank
a problem.
You. This is a day that tests. Here we go. Okay, Catherine
Herridge.
If I can
help you out any, let me know.
Okay, here we go. Here's just from the FBI memo. Blank, it's blanked out. Noted Swalwell has been a source of a lot of leaked information and had to be counseled to be more careful. Talking about classified data. That's illegal. This is Swalwell. You know, the one with the Fang Fang Chinese girlfriend? That dude?
Yeah.
Good to know he just leaks information. What if he leaked any of it to the Chinese?
Gee, who knew?
That's a separate story.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Okay. Catherine Herridge writes, I have obtained a newly declassified FBI interview summary from 2017 about the intelligence links leaks with the Russia probes. According to the FBI report, Swalwell has been the source of a lot of the leaked information. And that was apparently okay. It was fine. They were Democrats. Laws don't apply to them. It gets even better. Again, this is internal FBI memo, a 302. Okay. And so what they're writing up is, you know, you write up a 302. It's evidence of the crimes that we have collected from interviews and investigations. Okay. So this has been declassified by Kash Patel, head of the FBI. All right. This is incredible. And it says, look, it even goes in and explains, hey, the reason Adam Schiff is doing this, he's mad. He wanted to be CIA director. Trump won. So he's going to destroy Trump. Things changed after the election. Schiff believed that Russia hijacked the election and the United States was in the middle of a constitutional crisis. Classified information began leaking to the media. So the FBI knows. Now, who did it? Do they know that? Yeah. The Democrat minority leadership, this is on the Intelligence Committee, was aware of the leaks, but under the impression that leaking the information was one way to topple the Trump administration and fix the, quote, constitutional crisis. Well, here's a problem. Each instance is a felony. The leaks were driven from the top. Again, this is the FBI, Lee. They investigated it under what they called Arctic haze and just closed it down.
Yeah.
They closed it down. So, you know, you're beginning to see there's so much crime here by the Democrats in concert with the FBI. Because remember, this whole thing started as a way to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes. Remember, they were on those thumb drives,
yeah.
All that classified data that she had removed. I believe she sold it, but that she had removed and put on that deliberately unsecured server where CrowdStrike had even said to her, hey, this server's not secure. You know, you're having incursions on your server. Some of them look like foreign parties. You want us to secure it? She didn't. I think it's because she wanted to put the classified data there so the foreign parties could get it. And they did, 5 separate countries. We know that's been known for years. And well, as all this was coming out, they didn't know what to do, remember? So they did the FBI did the email investigation. And when they found evidence of her crimes on the thumb drives that she had illegally removed, because she could only even view the stuff in a closed room called a SCIF, instead she was stealing it. She was walking out with it on thumb drives. They went, what do we do with this? I know. We'll classify the evidence of her crimes. We'll make it go away. So they did. And to cover up the swirl, because remember the swirl was big around that time around the emails. What did they need? They needed something bigger. So they made up the Russia collusion hoax. They used real sources and methods, classified the whole thing, turned to the Democrats in Adam Schiff, and let them leak it all. Top secret stuff. Felony after felony after felony. But see, but then, Lee, the FBI was so knee-deep in felonious behavior themselves, that they really couldn't prosecute Swalwell and Schiff. And it looks like they started. Again, they had gotten all the way to a mock grand jury. So that's where you're practicing having your witness go before a grand jury. And they pulled the plug on the whole thing under Joe Biden in 2023. And I didn't even get to the felonies by Comey. That'll be next segment. I don't have time to put all the felonies in one segment. Maybe by the end of the show, I'll get it nice and condensed. So I can get all the felonies by the FBI, Hillary, and the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee into one segment. We got them. We got them dead to rights. And folks, Tulsi Gabbard said, we still haven't even declassified it all. Pray tell, what else did they do? And by the way, the key part of this, the purpose of all of this leaking, quote, would be used to indict President Trump. I hope the country, everyone gets to see this so they can finally understand what the FBI is and what the Democrat Party is. So much more to this. So much of it illegal. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.